Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today, and moving right on through the month of July. Well over halfway now, and moving on through the summertime. And boy, it's been a wonderful, wonderful summer. Hope you've been enjoying it. I love the warm weather. I like it hot. And I'll remember these days when we get into January and February and the temperature's down around zero. I'll remember these nice, sunny, warm July days. And I hope you're living for the Lord and living as God would want you to live. And I appreciate you tuning in and listening today to Words to Encourage Radio. If your Bible's close by, I want you to read a verse from 2 Corinthians 5. It's a familiar verse for most of us, probably. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse number 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We talked yesterday, and I hope you can go back and listen to that broadcast, about how we can get into the relationship with God where we're not living a redundant Christian life, but we're living an abundant Christian life. And that happens when I am crucified with Christ. It happens when I yield my members, servants, under righteousness. When I submit to the authority of the Holy Spirit in my life and not to the authority of sin in my body. My members don't have to submit to the old nature. My members submit to my new nature. I'm a new creature in Christ. My new authority is the Holy Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God, which is called the Spirit of Truth, is now guiding me by the Word of Truth. And he uses the Word of God. The Spirit of God leads us by the Word of God. And that's how God saved us. He saved us so we could live for him, so we could order our steps according to his Word, so that we might glorify him in our body and in our spirit, which are God's. Now, I want to give you a few thoughts today about realizing our new identity. And that is Christ living in us. And that is seen in our submission to the Spirit of God, our inner leader, the Spirit of God. Christ living in me means I'm going to yield to the Holy Spirit and his working in my life. I no longer need to try to do works of righteousness in my own power. No, God is leading me in the paths of righteousness. Why? For his name's sake. Now, 2 Corinthians 5:17, the Bible says old things are passed away. Old things, like what? The old man. Our old nature passed away, gone, absolutely. But it's also the old covenant. The old covenant was the law. The law is man doing the work. All things are become new. What's that? A new man. Yes, I'm a new man in Christ. But also, I'm under a new covenant. It's a covenant of grace. Grace is where God does the work. Law is where man does the work. Grace is where God does the work. So I don't have to keep trying to do better. The power to live righteously is not found in my effort and my willpower. The power to live righteously is found in the power of the Holy Spirit and me yielding to him. Secondly, we must understand what Christ's death accomplished. We know that when he died on the cross, he saved us from the penalty of sin. I'll never, ever have to die and go to hell. Hell will never be there for those who have put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ as their Savior, because hell and the torments of hell and the pain of hell is for those who reject Jesus Christ. That's called justification. I'm declared righteous, pure, holy, in God's sight. I'm justified, just as if I hadn't sinned. But God also God also will provide for us and purchased for us freedom from the power of sin. Not just the penalty of sin, of dying and going to hell, but from the power of sin. Emancipation. Freedom. And all we have to do is yield to His leading. That's what we mentioned yesterday. Galatians 5:16. Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Take repeated steps after the Spirit of God, which is the Word of God, by the Word of God, and you'll not fulfill what you think, what you feel, and what you want. God wants you and me to be a submissive Christian. You notice in the Bible, Jesus never forced anyone to follow Him. He never grabbed somebody kicking and screaming and said, "Come on, you're coming with me." He never did that. No, in fact, He said, "My sheep hear My voice," and what? "And they follow Me." What a joy and a privilege to be a Christian and to hear and follow the voice of God. That's how God wants to manage our life. That's what we should do. So we understand Christ's death didn't accomplish victory over the penalty of sin, but also over the power of sin in our life. And so we understand, number three, we understand who we are in Christ as we're transformed in our mind. The Bible says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Remember the television show The Incredible Hulk? Remember when he'd get angry, upset at something, a metamorphosis would take place. And he would bust his shirt open and rip his pants and turn green. And he would possess superhuman strength to do things. And when God transforms us and transforms our thinking, then we begin to understand just who we are in Christ. The identity is not where we rule and we're in charge, but rather that we're in submission to Him. When that we realize that we're in submission to Him, a great metamorphosis takes place in our behavior. We submit to a power greater than us, and that's the Holy Spirit of God. And when that happens, we respond differently to things. When we'll respond correctly to the different circumstances in life. That metamorphosis is what Colossians 1:27 means when it says, "Christ in you, the hope of glory." Glory, again, as I said yesterday, glory means to make somebody look good. It's the only hope of us looking good through the trials of life is Christ in me. When others see us look good through trials and adversities, you know what they'll do? They'll glorify God. God's purpose for us to look good is for Him to look good. The Bible says, remember, they'll see our good works and glorify who? Not us. No, they'll glorify our Father, which is in heaven. And that comes as we're transformed in our mind, because we'll never change the way we live till we change the way we think. And that's why I want to leave you with this. God says it's our belief that determines our behavior. Now, society will tell us it's behavior that determines your belief. But in other words, if you drink, you believe drinking alcohol is okay. If you smoke, you believe smoking pot's okay. If you talk about others and you believe gossip's okay. But behavior determines belief. But that's not true. God says it's belief that determines your behavior. The Bible says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." Give you an illustration. A harlot is introduced to a king. They fall in love. They marry and consequently move into the king's castle. Do you think she would continue to practice her prostitution? Of course not. Never. She would find her former behavior detestable. Why? Because she's no longer a prostitute. She is a queen. She is the wife of a king. She believes she's a queen, the wife of a king. So she doesn't go behave in that in behavior anymore. She's not going to engage in that kind of behavior. But I got news for you, my friend. You and I have been adopted into a new family. Oh, it's a royal family. Hey, our father is a king. I'm a child of the king. I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Because of that belief, I behave differently than I used to. My identity in Christ determines how I behave. I belong to Him. I'm not my own. He leads, I submit. He guides, I follow. I yield, and He supplies the power to face the circumstances of life. No. It's not self-rule. The modern Bibles make a great mistake when they list the fruit of the Spirit and they list temperance as self-control. My friend, there's no more faulty statement in all the world than that, because when self doesn't rule self very well. The Spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is what? Weak. And boy, there's times we just get weak and we'll give in. No. How can a fruit of the Spirit have anything to do with self? No, the fruit of the Spirit there, that temperance is Spirit control. It's being ruled by the Spirit of God. That's my identity in Christ. That's who I am. I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. Therefore, I glorify God in my body and in my spirit, which belong to God. Oh, my friend, do you realize who you are? Do you realize your identity in Jesus Christ? Yield yourself to your new ownership. That's the Spirit of God. That's why God gave us the Holy Spirit. Oh, and by the way, He's called the Comforter. Now, why? Well, you're going to find out as you begin to live for God and you begin to yield to this new manager. Guess what? Things are a tad uncomfortable. You're doing things you never thought you'd do. You're reading the Bible you never thought you'd read. You're talking about Jesus when you never thought you would. You're spending time in prayer when you never have prayed. You're going to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night when you never thought you'd ever go to church. And you say, man, I'm just not comfortable with all that. That's why He's called the Comforter. That's why He's the Holy Spirit of God. He's going to make those things comfortable to you. So here's what we do. Your new identity. Christ living in you. And you submitting to the new nature, the Holy Spirit of God that dwells in us. Realizing that Christ's death on the cross wasn't just giving me victory over the penalty of sin, but over the power of sin as well. And I'll understand that in Christ, I can be transformed in my mind. I can be renewed in my mind. I can change the way I think. And when I change the way I think, I'll change the way I live. Because it's belief that determines behavior. You'll never behave right if you don't believe right. That's why our society has it all backwards. They want good, but they don't want God. Well, my friend, you're not going to get good if you don't have God. Well, let's just love each other. Listen, you can't love your neighbors yourself if you don't take the first commandment, and that's love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. If you don't get the first one right, you're not going to get the second one. And if we're going to get back to loving one another, we have to get back to loving God first. And then we'll love one another. Oh, I'm so glad I'm a believer. I'm so glad I'm in Christ. I'm so glad that I know Him as my Savior. I hope you do as well. And I hope you realize today your new identity in Jesus Christ. Well, we'll continue along these lines a little bit. I want to talk a little bit tomorrow about your being in Christ and the power of faith. Boy, faith's a powerful tool, and we'll look forward to sharing some of those ideas with you tomorrow. Of course, that'll be Wednesday, and that'll be church night, and we'll look forward to saying a few words about our midweek service that meets every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock and our studies in 1 Timothy. All right? Well, listen, until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. See Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.